Good morning and welcome to Fresh Mercy Podcast, where God's mercy is fresh for you every morning.
Praise the Lord. Am I supposed to open your book?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, just then set it
up. Praise the Lord and God bless. Welcome to the Fresh Mercy Podcast.
Let's rock.
Where God's mercies is fresh each and every morning.
Oh,
I want to thank the Lord that these episodes have been fantastic.
Amen. So if you didn't watch yesterday, go listen to the teaching Deacon Donnie gave. The title of the teaching, Are You a Hearer or a Listener? And there's a big difference, and you need to learn it.
Yeah, glory to God. When I was reading it, I got so blessed.
Yeah, it's very important.
I thank the Lord for it. And I know that today's message is going to be powerful and blessed.
Amen.
And a matter of fact, I'm reading right now on Vinny's screen. We always say this. We never teach exactly what the other guy was going to teach.
Yeah.
It always falls into place that we never come with the same teaching. Well, I was very, very close on teaching what Vinny was about to say, but the Spirit of God didn't lead me there,
wow.
But it led Vinny there.
Wow.
So we know that this message is of the Lord today.
Amen.
It had to be brought out.
Amen. Very
so
good.
I thank the Lord that you were sensitive in this area, and I was sensitive in the
thank
area
the
that
Lord.
God wanted you to do it.
In
so,
the name of Jesus.
Vinny, please.
Let's go before the Lord, and let's hear the Word of God.
Amen.
And we need more Jesus. We need to hear more about Him. And we're going to learn about a miracle that Jesus did. And let's go on. Matthew 15:21-28. Then Jesus left Galilee and went north of the region of Tyrene of Sidon. A Gentile woman who lived there came to him, pleading, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David, for my daughter is possessed by a demon that torments her severely." So this Gaji, a Gentile woman, I believe she was Greek, she had a problem. Lucky She had a major disaster. It was an evil spirit in her, a demon. She was possessed, and the demon was tormenting her severely. So we see throughout the Bible, Jesus goes and takes demons out of people.
Yeah.
In the instant. And the demons cry, and they scream, and they say, "Go away from us." They know the power of Jesus. So as you read this, you figure Jesus would get up and say, "Let's go. Let's go get that demon out of that girl." But it doesn't go that way. It goes a little bit different. But Jesus gave her no reply. Not even a word.
Bay, disaster.
Disaster. Going to God and you're saying, going to Jesus, "Jesus, help my daughter. She's possessed." And then he's not looking at her.
Evidently, she knew who to go to because he was doing this very thing.
She knew he was able. And look what she said. "Lord, Son of David."
She knew he was the Messiah. She knew his authority. She knew
yep.
he has authority over the demon. So the perfect guy to go to is
Jesus.
And she got there with no reply.
No reply.
Disaster.
Look what it says. Not even a word. Then the disciples urged him to send her away. "Tell her to go away," they said. "She's bothering us with all her begging." She terrible. They was. They was going, "Oh, Jesus, get her out of here. She's driving us nuts."
All right.
That's what they was doing. Now imagine they're doing that. They're being harsh. "I woy rovel," and she's crying.
It's the end of the world.
Yep. And she kept begging. Then Jesus said to the woman, "I was sent only to help God's lost sheep, the people of Israel." But she came and worshipped him, pleading again, "Lord, help me." She said, "Lord, please, God, help me. Penel, Jesus, I only came to help the Israelites."
Right.
She was an Israelite. And we're going to learn a little bit after that. Jesus responded, "It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs."
Disaster, buddy.
Hey, she went there, needed a miracle, needed a healing, needed her daughter to be exorcised, needed an exorcism to take that demon out of her. She went to Jesus, and then Jesus called her a dog.
Why, Lord?
Why? Well, we're going to learn. She replied, "That's true, Lord. But even the dogs are allowed to eat the scraps that fall beneath the master's table." "Dear woman," Jesus said to her, "your faith is great. Your request is granted."
Thank you, Jesus.
And her daughter was instantly healed.
Thank you, Lord.
See, this scripture, this narrative, this true story that happened, Jesus wasn't harsh with this woman because he hated her. The Bible tells different. He loved her. Loved her so much he died for her. Jesus died for the world. And we see in the Bible that Jesus, he came to save everyone. So why did it say here, I want to read it because there's a point here. When he said, I was only sent to help God's lost sheep, the people of Israel. That was a prophecy in one of the major prophets that the Messiah was coming to save the lost sheep. Mm-hmm. So Jesus saying that only affirmed that he was the Messiah. And she knew that. And when he said, how can I take the food off the table and give it to the dog? The terminology he used was like a household pet, meaning someone that's less than the child.
Right.
Because you get your children food first, then the dog.
Right.
No one goes and get their dog's food first, then get the kids' food.
Right. So Jesus, no one puts the pet over the children.
Yes.
Right.
So he said, you're not a child. You're a pet. You're not as important. And she said, Lord, the scraps, there's scraps there that I can take. Even the pets get that. Lord, get me those scraps. And Jesus said, your faith's great. And her daughter was healed and the demon left her. What does the story mean? Persistent requesting from the Lord.
Vinny,
being persistent.
Look how simple. She could have said, Lord, you're calling me a dog?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Then forget it.
She
could have been upset. She could have been nervous.
She could even question his Messiah. She could say, really? Are you the Messiah?
Really? That's how the Messiah talks? She could have said that.
Yep.
But instead, she had the humbleness and the faith knowing that who she was talking to.
And that's what it takes to get what you want. It's going to have to take humility. It's going to have to take obedience. It's going to have to take you not thinking you're better, but just sit there and be persistent. Now, look what it says here. Ready? She begged, my daughter's possessed, and the demons tormented her. And it said, but Jesus gave her no reply, not even a word. How many times you prayed to God and you begged God and you didn't think you heard? Well, I have news for you. Jesus is listening. He's just testing your faith. Do you really want that blessing? Do you really want that need to be met? He's listening. He just wants you to go a little bit more and show that you have faith. Your faith is great. We need to prove our faith like this Gentile woman did. And she sat there. And she had humility. Look what the Fire Bible says. One of the primary characteristics of truly effective faith is perseverance, which could be defined as an active patience, a keep trusting while you're waiting attitude, regardless of the circumstances. Christ will honor those who remain true to him through great difficulty, even when he does not seem to answer or to care. The dogs Jesus referred to were household dogs or pets. The woman understood Jesus' implication about the family pet not having the same privileges as the children. Jesus was actually testing her faith, yet she was willing to receive whatever Jesus would give her. Penelope, give me the scraps.
Anything.
Whatever you got, anything to make it better. Jesus rewarded her persistent faith by giving her everything she asked for. She settled for less. Just give me whatever you could. And he gave her exactly what she needed.
Amazing.
So today's message is this. Be persistent in your prayer. Keep trusting while you're waiting, regardless the circumstance. And have a good attitude knowing that no matter what, Jesus is listening. Oh, Vinny, I don't hear him. Well, Jesus didn't give her an answer as well either. She didn't hear a word from him. But she begged for the crumbs off the table. You, today, wherever you are, if you're driving, if you're home, you're in your office, wherever you are, you go to the Lord and you beg him, Lord, I want to be persistent. And even if you can't, let's say you don't have that patience, pray for it. Pray, Lord, give me patience while I wait for the blessing. If a child is on the autism list, if there's a sickness, if there's a Hannah's prayer list, whatever it is, be persistent and know that God is listening.
Amen.
And that was the podcast for today.
So, well, Vinny, glory to God. I know that it was of the Lord to get this message out there, and Amen. Someone needed to hear that.
Amen.
So if you're that someone, I want you to pray today. And I want you to pray when Vinny's praying. I want you to pray and say, Lord, let me show me how to be humble.
Very good.
Show me how to be patient and show me how to be persistent.
Amen.
Vinny,
Amen.
Lead us in prayer.
Lord, we want to have faith like this Gentile woman. No matter what, Lord, she still begged you. She sat there crying for her daughter. She didn't hear a word from you. And then the disciples, the workers, tried to push her away, and she stood still there. She stood, and she didn't leave until she got what she needed from you. Let us, Lord, have that faith. Let us, Lord, and we'll always have humbleness in our lives and persistence, and give us patience and obedience while we wait. Whatever my brothers and sisters are going through today, we're standing in the gap for them now, and we're asking with persistence that they will be granted their requests. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for that word.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for this day. And I pray that you guys will be blessed. From Donnie and Vinny, we love you guys.
God bless.